it's such a wonderful, caring community. Coming here, it's just, it's vibrant, and it kind of hums with the love of God and the love everyone has for each other. And it's just astounding, because when you go other places, even just like in Houston, it's not quite the same. HBU has a special air about it.
Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. From our competitive nursing programs to our world-renowned theologians, we prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnston, with today's guest.
Maria Cook attended the academy at HBU as a teen. As an English major in the Honors College, she's following in the footsteps of many of her family members who attended HBU, including her great uncle, her uncle, her sister, her brother-in-law, and her brother. Wow.
Yes. Kind of a second home, little family legacy here at HBU.
Yeah, you do have a family, an HBU family. Literally.
Yes, for generations. We kind of love it here. Keep coming back.
So, Maria, why does HBU mean so much to you?
I mean, of course there is the beautiful community that I love so much, and that it's been such a welcoming experience coming here, and I feel like a part of the family already, and I've only been here for not even two semesters yet. And it's just that loving kindness that's really present within the students and the professors and just the environment at large. And I'm an introverted person, so I find it hard to find my way into a community at first. But I didn't have that here. I was just able to be a part of it from the get-go.
And your great uncle, your sister, your brother-in-law, and your brother.
Yes.
All are HBU.
Yes, it's a wonderful story. Like my, it's funny because my uncle who went here, he's my biological aunt's husband, and they actually met here when my aunt was visiting my great uncle. So that's one love story in our family that started here at HBU, and then my sister met her husband here as well when they were in the Honors College. And so it's just, it's really brought people in my family together.
That's awesome. Tell me about your family. You went to the academy at HBU. So what is the academy at HBU?
The academy is kind of a co-op program for homeschoolers so that they can go and take outside classes and be taught by some of the best teachers in the city and like even in the country about the great works of literature, much like the Honors College is, but for high school. And so that was such a wonderful opportunity.
What grade did you start there?
I started my freshman year there, and I went there for both freshman and sophomore years.
Freshman
high school.
And sophomore, yes. At the academy, yes. At HBU. And then now you're an English major in the Honors College.
Yes.
That's you got to be smart to do that.
Thank you. I honestly, I don't think I would have come to the same love of learning and being an English major had I not gone to the academy, because that really sparked my love of learning, because all of those, the teachers there were the main inspirations of why I love to read, and that's shaped me so much as a person. It's because they all understand that, you know, learning helps you to grow as a person, it expands your mind, helps you understand, you know, that God loves us and why he made the world this way. Going through the great texts of literature from even the pagans to the early Christians to the modern times, you just get to understand history and the world better and understand the beauty of it all.
How old are you?
I'm currently 19.
19?
Yes.
What's your vocational aspiration?
I would love to be a teacher, actually. From the teachers I had at the academy, they most profound influence on my life other than my family and of course my church. It's just something I would love to continue into, to help other people and to share that kind of experience with other people as I grow as a person.
Mm-hmm. Faith in Jesus Christ, how did that happen in your family?
Well, fortunately, I was raised in the church. My father is a deacon, and I grew up going to church at least 3 times a week. And my earliest memories are just going to church and praying and being taught about God and reading the Bible, and just, it's so wonderful to have had that experience, because I know so many people don't get that, but that I was raised knowing about the love of God, and, mm-hmm. and having that, you know, resound throughout my entire life has been so amazing. And I'm just so blessed to have had that experience.
Indeed you are. I mean, it's tragic when you think about how many kids are raised in homes where there is no faith.
Yes.
It has a exponential impact on their future. Mm-hmm. So with that faith in Christ, coming to HBU, first in the academy, and then as an English major in the Honors College, mm-hmm. there's been synergy, isn't there?
There has been. And when one of the main things that I love about HBU is that there is a focus on God and absolutely everything we do here. So in the Honors College right now, we're going over St. Augustine, and later on we're going to go to St. Thomas Aquinas, and we're going to go to the greatest theologians who ever lived, and not only learn about the love of God, but so that we can also defend our faith to other people and to understand why we believe what we believe and the truth behind it all, so that we can share it with others and bring other people to God and the gospel.
That Honors College is here at HBU, and you can learn more about it at hbu.edu/honors college. The criteria of being accepted in the Honors College is what?
Well, it's kind of interesting. One of their main ideas is that it's not focused on your SAT score, but they have a special admissions process where you write 4 essays and then you take an interview, and from that you are either accepted or rejected. And I personally think that that's such a unique way to do it, because you get to have the experience that you will have in the Honors College, mm-hmm. where you're writing these essays and you're thinking critically already. And we do the Socratic method for our discussion classes. And so having this interview with Dr. Hartenberg, it just jumps you into the feeling of the Honors College, so that you know if you're the right fit for the program.
I want to ask you, Maria, here at HBU, a lot of young people end up in a secular university, and the mm-hmm. first thing that goes is their faith. Yes. I mean, the average 19 to 21-year-old, 22-year-old is in a school, they're partying, mm-hmm. they go out on Friday and get drunk. You know, mm-hmm. they look at it as kind of like, and then they go into a classroom and a PhD starts telling them all kinds of things about how you don't have to have faith in Christ, mm-hmm. and what your parents told you, and you've been incubated, etc. How do you respond to that?
I think that education is an affirmation of God, just in general. The process of learning, looking into the way things are made, and to the like fundamental aspects of creation, it's all an affirmation of God and God's love for us. And so to go into a classroom and preach that there is no God, it's a contradiction in and of itself, because the process of learning, like, we are rational because we have a soul that's made in the image and likeness of God. And so the fact that we can understand anything is just praise to God's name. So I don't think it technically exists. I think people think they exist, but they don't quite.
Right. Yeah. Critical thinking means a lot to my wife and I. Mm-hmm. And partly because we spend a lot of time with people who are non-believers. Mm-hmm. And one of the most common statements they said to us was, oh, Christians don't know how to critically think. You guys mm-hmm. believe in talking snakes and, you know, and all kinds of things. You know, they obviously, you can spin the Bible into distortion if you want to, when you ignore its context or proper hermeneutics. Has the Honors College taught you, Maria, how to be a critical thinker? And if it has, how is that going to equip you both now and in the future?
It definitely has equipped me to be a critical thinker, and from the time of the Academy until now, just the process of being at HBU has done that. Because we look at the Bible, we look at the texts where people are like, no, that can't possibly be true. And then we try to understand, A, why they say that, and then B, come up with a response to it. Because that is the inspired word of God, and it is true. And so we're trying to find a way that we can represent that truth to other people in a way that they can understand it as well, so that they can also see the truth and learn to love God.
And the sequel question, how is that going to impact Maria Cook in her 20s, in her 30s, in her 40s, in her 50s?
I think that it's going to help me to become a better Christian, to think critically about my own faith and to know why I believe what I believe so that I can defend it to other people. And not only will it help me, but in the process of that, of growing into Christ through this knowledge, then I can also share the gospel to other people. Because we've been given such a great blessing that we are here and we are taught these things, and that we are taught to think critically, to keep that to ourselves is to hide the lamp under a bushel. And we're not to do that. We're supposed to share the gospel and to lead other people to the truth as well.
To a prospecting parent watching, a Christian parent, wanting their son or daughter in a really great Christian university, why would you tell that parent watching now that to send their children, their son or daughter, their grandson or granddaughter, a lot of times the grandparents help pay the bills, as we all know. I have 9 grandchildren and they always need something. But anyhow, why would you tell them to send their child or their grandchild to HBU?
Well, one of the main reasons I came to HBU was because it's such a wonderful foundation for the faith, to help foster the faith, to help all the students grow into Christ more than they were when they came. And so when I chose HBU, part of it was I knew that I could come here and that I would leave better understanding God and better knowing how to love others, because I saw that in my family coming before me. And we see this in just like the way the school is programmed, the pillars, and the fact that we go to convocation and that we see these preachers and these teachers, and how all of the faculty and the staff, they're all preaching the love of God. You can't go anywhere on HBU without knowing that, without being told that God loves you and seeing that in the love of the people around you. So if you want to keep your children in the faith, you have to send them in a place that truly believes in God and the love of God. And I think that HBU is that place.
A teacher is a very powerful person in a child's life. There's no question about it. I have a friend who he runs an international school in China. And so the Chinese government actually builds their buildings, but they have 2 monitors in every classroom where the communist censors watch the teachers as they teach the children. And if they say anything about Jesus Christ, they're fined $30,000. So Xi Jinping, the premier of China, who's something of, he thinks, of a Mao Zedong reincarnate, has launched the Religion Espionage Act in China. And as we know, churches are being bulldozed, Christians are under persecution, and yet, in the middle of all that is the power of Christian teachers that are bringing Chinese students to Christ by their love and by their life. So you bring up a very powerful topic in the topic of love, right?
Yes.
When we experience God's love, and then we become a channel of God's love, it changes people, doesn't it?
It does, it does.
So what kind of teacher are you going to be?
I hope to be a teacher that shines that love of God to other people. And not even just when I'm a teacher now. I want to start that process now to show people that God loves them, because there are so many people who don't know that. Even people who say that they're Christians but don't understand that God loves them and is caring for them and looking after them. People need to understand that, because that is what makes life so beautiful and wonderful and worth living, that God loves us. To understand that is everything. And so I want to start that process now, and to always try to be shining that love of God throughout the world.
Maria Cook is another reason why you need to enroll your son or daughter, grandson or granddaughter, at HBU. She is a classic case of a young lady that carries the love of God. You can learn more about enrollment, 281-649-3211. And grateful for the men and women that give to make HBU possible. You can do that online at hbu.edu/giving. Maria, thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
Keep on letting your light shine.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.